Good evening, folks. This is Gene here in East Tennessee. And welcome to our show tonight. I'm going to talk about dinosaurs. You know, several years ago, I got involved with an organization called the Institute for Creation Research. And they send me articles almost every month, but I got an unusual article this month. And I'm going to give it to you as they put it out, and you can. But I got a special gift for you at the end of the show. When did dinosaurs walk the earth at the same time as humans? What happened to them? Did they fit on the ark? Don't dinosaurs prove evolution? Evolutionists tell us that dinosaurs lived millions of years ago. The scientists at the Institute and other organizations have uncovered evidence that tell a different story. Dinosaur fossils hold secrets, and the God's Word reveals a true history. For too many years, we've let evolutionists mislead our culture. How can we give our children confidence in what the Bible teaches? Let's start with a few facts. Dinosaurs occurred on day 6, the creation week. Dinosaurs walked on the earth at the same time as humans. The Bible mentions a beast called the behemoth. Matches a kind of dinosaur. Leviathan. Two appears to be a huge dinosaur-like creature that may have been the source of dragon stories throughout the years. Legends and historical accounts from around the world include dinosaur-like creatures as dragons. Indications that humans actually witnessed real dinosaurs alive after the flood. The 60 or so basic different kinds of dinosaurs could have easily filled the ark. Scientists realize our research on soft tissue skin and blood of other tissues discovered in dinosaur fossils confirms that dinosaurs lived thousands, not millions, of years ago. Noah's world flood from dinosaur fossils found in every continent, including Antarctic. While scripts were in the process of drafting, review, and approval, we discussed the unique challenges of this project. One of the biggest is that dinosaurs are extinct. They're not grazing in swamps in the bell outside your home or outside of Dallas. Animation was extremely important in this project. And our film production crew did a great job creating convincing like dinosaurs. We filmed at Dinosaur Animalistic Manufacturing Warehouse, a college paleontology lab, a San Antonio Historical Mission, the only natural lake in Texas, and East Texas Botanical Gardens, and a remote Wyoming fossil dig site. While each process has its own challenges, they have their signature memories. A few things stood out to me as we spent a year uncovering the truth about dinosaurs. Many people we encounter as we travel cling to evolutionary stories, from the makers of giant dinosaur models to the students at Christian universities and people assume dinosaurs lived millions of years ago, long before humans walked the face of the earth. Park rangers present their spells with such authority in postcards and historical sites and historical marks seem to confirm evolution detail to park visitors with such certainty as to leave little doubt millions of years is a proven fact, and even many believers spend their time with having a hard time figuring out dinosaurs fitting the biblical record. Fascination with dinosaurs is universal. Many of us, all those we work with, was asked the question, they begin to see the scenes unfold. Hotel workers, boat guys, venues, librarians, park managers, they all had questions. What about the science? As if the evolution of amphibians to dinosaurs is scientific. What about the fossil record? A dinosaur lived in different age from humans, right? Or how did dinosaurs go extinct? How could a flood cover the whole earth? How could huge dinosaurs fill in the earth? How could so many people be wrong? Everywhere, these mysteries, creatures, men were still in the dark when it came to the truth about dinosaurs. They embraced the evolutionary ideas that pervade our culture. Little of the general public understanding and rest on science. It's based on the imagination of creative filmmakers, museum placards, evolutionary textbooks, and conversion of dominance, the topic of dinosaurs. Excuse me, folks, I normally don't read like this, but tonight's different. When a film crew break out the cameras, people show up, curious, it causes them to pause and investigate. How can we use that curiosity to pull people into the truth of God's Word? How do we create an opportunity for people to pause and wonder about the Creator? How can we use the naturally inquisitive human nature of humans to lead them to understanding? Well, we hope that this series will encourage our viewers to seek answers and experiment with the thrill of discovery. As always, the production team laughed along the way. These are the things that happen when you film, particularly when you travel with a film crew. We discovered that filming on a dirt road turns a black sheep to almost white, inside and out. We learned how mild and rough it was when there is no time for shower before dinner. The best option to use is a blow dryer to blow the dust off your hair and clothes. We stand in the hotel up with a sign reading. Please use the rags instead of using the towels in the room for wiping guns, motorcycles, and boots. We witnessed dozens of antelope grazing in the Wyoming fields. But somehow we avoided snakes and alligators. While standing along the water's edge in East Texas, the local sheriffs of a small East Texas town decided to bring our jail inmates to the botanical gardens to pull the weeds on the day we filmed at the wonders of God's creation. Coincidence? Or did these inmates need to hear about the black behemoth of that day? I wondered about the history of the town we stayed in. It was called Uncertain Texas and how it was named. We all laughed when we passed a sign pointing to a local church. You guessed it. What was its name? The Church of the Uncertain. As we shared moments that left us in awe, a long cypress in the middle of the lake drew our thoughts to God's Word. Raindrops appeared when we stood at the edge of a Texas lake, filming the flood of Noah's Day, with perfect little ripples forming on the surface. Black clouds flashed, lightning engulfed the Wyoming sky just as we wrapped up shots that speak of God's majesty. No artist could have produced a backdrop that God provided us as we filmed the Uncovering the Truth of Dinosaurs. This will be a continuing process for us about dinosaurs. Now, I'd like to do this for you. Anyone that contacts me by phone or texts me by phone, by email, I'll be more than happy to send you a CD of what they uncover here at Institute for Christian Research. I'll send it to you free of charge. Just contact me at 865-803-7334. 865-803-7334. Or my email is cgeneabbott@gmail.com. That's C like in Charlie, Gene, G-E-N-E, abbott@gmail.com. I'll repeat the whole thing again. You can email me at cgeneabbott @gmail.com, or you can call me at 865-803-7334. You can include this as a text. I'll be more than happy to send you a CD as we get them about this whole thing about dinosaurs. You'll really enjoy it. I've got a huge library of it and all this. But God provided us with a lot of things. One thing he didn't provide, but we have furnished ourselves. So many people are skeptical about everything, including God, including the things that God does for us, including Genesis. Remember this. If you disprove Genesis and it becomes a fiction story, then you got to let the whole Bible go. Because from one day to the next, it is day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And God provides it all for us. Genesis is a wonderful story, a wonderful text, a wonderful historical account. And I ask you to believe in Jesus, who's told in the story. Remember that Jesus died on the cross for us and for you. For whoso loveth the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And who should believe shall have our everlasting life. And that's what you need to do tonight. Believe in our everlasting life. If you want these CDs when they come in, I'll be happy to send you one. God bless you. Stay sweet. Love you. See you next week.